姊妹翻到腓立比书第三章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter
3. 感谢主，刚刚弟兄所写诗歌非常好。
Thank you, Lord, that the hymn that our brother chose was very good.
那一首当向标杆立前，每首每节里面头一句话总是当向标杆立前。
The first phrase of every verse, onward toward the goal, press on.
那就是我们今天所要交通题目，向着标杆，向着标杆直跑。
And that is our theme for today, press on toward the goal.
好，现在我们翻到腓立比书第三章，我们读三节十四节。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得了奖赏。
Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这，请我们低头有点祷告。
This concludes our Bible reading for the moment. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，又是一个新的年头开始。
Lord, we thank you that it is the beginning of a new year.
我们一同来到你施恩的座前。
We come before your mercy seat.
为了以往过去的日子，你怜悯恩待我们，带领我们。
In the past year, you have led us and guided us.
那我们在那经历到你的信实，经历到你的可靠。
And to receive your comfort and your leading.
我们感谢赞美你。
We give thanks and praise to you.
为了前面新的道路、新的年日，我们仰望在主的手中。
And for the year ahead, we also commit it into your hands.
因此，当新年头开始起步的时候，巴不得给我们一个心智，愿意勇往直前，向着标杆而去。
At the beginning of this new year, we pray that you would give us a heart to.Press on toward the goal.
那我们一生一世认定你是我们唯一的救主，是我们的唯一的生命的主。
That we would confess that you are our only Lord, our only Savior.
好，这样我们一生走在你所喜悦的道路上。
And our entire lives we will walk in the path that is pleasing to you.
我们感谢你常常借着你的话来提醒我们，也坚固我们的信心。
We thank you that you often give us your word to encourage us and strengthen us.
那我们看见那日子临近的时候，让我们就是竖起我们的腰带，紧紧的跟随你。
And when that day comes, that we would be able to cinch up our belts and follow after you.
好，这样在所经过道路上，更多经历到你恩典的扶持。
And that in our lives we would be able to continue to serve you.
我们愿意把底下这点时间一同仰望交托在主的手中。
We lift up the following time into the Lord's hands.
你带领我们。
May you lead us.
不管讲的听的，一同在这里蒙受你的恩典的眷顾。
That the one who speaks and those who listen would all receive your upholding.
一同在恩典里面被你建造起来。
And that in grace you would continue to build us up.
你在你的家中居所位凡事能够得到百姓的称颂和赞美。
That you would be first place in your amongst your family, Lord, and that.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 时间是要过得非常快。
The time does pass very quickly.
好像上个礼拜我们弟兄才说，上个礼拜是我们一年的最后一个主日。
And last week our brother shared that it was our last Sunday for that year.
很快一个礼拜又过去了，又来到一年的头一个主日。
And how quickly a whole week has passed, and now we are at the first Sunday in the new year.
我们开始要进到一个新的年日里面。
We're entering into this new year.
记得上一次，和弟兄姊妹从《生命记》里面交通到，摩西在摩亚旷野，准备以色列准备进到迦美地的时候，在那里回顾历史。
Last.Time we shared in Deuteronomy about Moses in the wilderness, how he preparing the people of Israel to enter into the promised land was resharing the history of Israel.
因为第一代从埃及出来那些20岁以上的男丁都已经因着不幸缘故都倒闭在旷野里。
Because of those who had left Egypt, all the men 25 years and older because of their unbelief, fell in the wilderness.
第二代在埃及在旷野出生长大的第二代百姓, 他们准备进到迦南美地, 承受神所应许的产业。
And the second generation who grew up in the wilderness is being prepared to receive this promised land.
所以摩西在, 摩亚旷野在那里回顾以色列百姓过去40年在旷野的生活的一些经历。
And so here Moses in the wilderness is reciting some of their experiences that they had in the wilderness.
因着不幸的缘故呢, 他们不能进到迦南地, 而回头在旷野漂流40年之久。
Because of their unbelief, they were forced to turn back into the wilderness for 40 years.
在回顾旷野40年当中, 他们在那时代看见神恩典的作为。
And in these 40 years, they saw the gracious work of the Lord.
虽然他们在不幸的缘故不能进到, 迦南地区, 但是神仍然在生活上供应他们一切所需要的。
And even though they did not believe and could not enter the promised land, but the Lord still provided for them all that they needed.
神从天降下马拉, 叫磐石流出活水来养活他们。
The Lord caused manna to fall from the heaven and living water to flow from the stone.
借着这些回顾呢, 让他们学习一个信心的功课。
And in this provision, he wanted them to learn a lesson.
也借着那大而可怕旷野神在那里苦练他们试炼他们, 叫他们知道一件事情, 是人活着不是单靠食物, 乃是靠神, 靠耶和华口里所说出的一切话。
And what he wanted them to learn in this wilderness is that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
我们知道摩西在回顾历史的时候呢，是为了要前面新的道路，要过一个新的生活的一个原因。
And we know the reason Moses was reciting this history was that they wanted to prepare them to live a new life.
回顾呢，是为了展望前面的日子，前面的道路。
In order to prepare them for the road that lies ahead.
叫他们知道进到迦南地以后, 能够在那里, 遵守神吩, 一切所吩咐的话,
that they would receive all of the words that the Lord would share with them in the new land.
而在迦南地可以过一个蒙神所祝福的生活,
that in Canaan they would live a blessed life.
所以弟兄姊妹同样在我们, 新约教会神的儿女也是一样。
And likewise, in the New Testament church, We
我们在回顾过往的年日里面, 不管我们的生活, 道路是, 平稳或是崎岖,
No matter what our past was like, whether it was smooth or rocky,
我们总是想到神的信实, 神的恩典永远是不改变的。
We know that God's love and His grace will never change.
不管我们过去遇到怎样事情, 遭遇到怎样环境, 我们看见神的乃将一步一步带领我们过来了。
And no matter our situations, we see that our Lord has led us step by step through them.
借着回顾看见前面的道路, 这位神人啊是这样带领我们。
And we reflect on how the Lord has led us.
也知道该如何凭信心更多依靠仰望他自己。
And we learn by faith how to rely more on Him.
我们诗本那个450首那一首以利沙达这一首诗歌。
In our hymn book, we have this hymn 450, El Shaddai.
作诗的人在写诗的时候, 他也在那回顾历史。
The hymn writer here also is reflecting on history.
在最后节, 他在说, 我的神啊, 你在已过路上曾用爱的, 神迹多方的眷顾。
In the last verse, he says, In my past, you have upheld me through your love.
这是回顾的一个经历。
This is an experience of reflection. And he's reflecting not only on the miracles that the Lord has provided him to
him,
And when he considers the road ahead, he says this. Once more, to fly myself upon thy breast, And there adore thy ways in faith's deep rest.
弟兄姊妹，这是许多第四历代圣徒他们的经历。
This is the experience of the saints through all the generations.
为什么需要回顾? 回顾呢，是看见这位神是如何带领我们、眷顾我们。
Why do we need to reflect? So that we can see how the Lord has kept us and upheld us.
为了前面的道路，我们才更多知道用信心来仰望依靠他自己。
That in the path forward, we'd be able to rely upon him in faith more and more.
把我们自己投身在他里面，投身在他胸膛当中。
To entrust ourselves to him fully, to place ourselves in his breast.
在信心的里面来称颂赞美他的道路。
That in faith we'd be able to worship and celebrate his way.
感谢主，这是历史一代许多圣徒他们的经历。
We thank the Lord that this is the experience of the saints through the generations.
我们看许多以色列百姓，他们在们回顾的时候，为了乃是要展望前面要进到那个迦南地的该有情形。
And the Israelites, when they were reflecting, they are preparing themselves for the condition in Canaan.
就是我们新约教会神的儿女也是应该。我们不仅有回顾，我们更是有展望。
And likewise, for us Christians, we all not only reflect, but we also need to grow.
我们展望什么呢？
And what do we hope for?
保罗在腓立比书告诉我们说，他所展望的乃是个标杆，是那位那个目标。
And what we press on toward is that goal, that standard that is set before us.
所以在腓立比书说，他是向着标杆。
And so in Philippians, he says he runs towards that goal.
在腓立比书告诉我们说，基督就是那个标杆。
And in Philippians, he tells us that Jesus Christ himself is that goal.
基督就是那个目标。
He is that standard.
他说我向着标杆直跑。
And Paul says, I press on towards the goal.
这个标杆是什么？标杆是基督他自己。
And that goal is Christ Jesus himself.
从腓立比书人们看见保罗向这个标杆直跑的时候，乃是要再来更多认识基督。
And when he's talking about pressing on toward the goal, he's talking about knowing more of the Lord Jesus himself.
所以他说我帮当将万事当作有损的，因为我以认识主基督耶稣为至宝。
He says, forgetting what lies behind, I press on toward the goal. I count all things but loss in view of surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus.
不仅他现在要更多认识基督。
And not only does he want to know the Lord Jesus more,
他更是要得着基督。
He wants to obtain the Lord Jesus.
所以他说，我为他已经丢弃万事，当作粪土，为要得着基督。
He says, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them rubbish so that I may gain Christ.
不仅要得着基督，他更是要活着就是基督。
Not only to obtain Christ, but to live Christ.
所以他说，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上都照常显大，因我活着就是基督。
As whether living or dying in all things it would be for Christ.
就是基督能够从他身上能够彰显出来活出来。
That he'll be able to exemplify the Lord Jesus.
这是保罗那个标杆。
And this is the goal that Paul
用什么？这是我们每一个人的标杆。
And this is all of our individual goals.
向着标杆，我们要更多认识基督。
And toward that goal, we ought to more and more know the Lord Jesus.
我们要更多得着基督。
To more and more obtain Him.
我们要让基督更多能够从我们身上彰显出来。
That we would have Him be exemplified more and more in us.
见证基督。
To testify of Him.
这是摆在我们前面我们所要追求的。
And this is what was set before us for us to pursue.
这是地上教会存在的意义。
And this is the reason why we are still here in this world today.
从腓立比书人看见保罗他是一个有标杆的人。
In the book of Philippians, we see that Paul is a person with a goal.
标杆就是一个目标。
And that goal is a target.
我们看见地上有许多人，他们为自己设立一个目标，设立一个标杆。
We see today in the world, many people set for themselves the goals or targets.
他们在那里就努力去追求，盼望有一天他能够达到这个标杆。
And
达到这个目标。
They pursue these goals and targets that one day they may obtain them.
特别我们看见那些地上事业非常有成就的人，我们看见他们都是有标杆、都有目标的人。
And so we see the successful people in the world today that they all have goals and targets.
因此他们有标杆在那里，他们倾他一生的力量在努力追求，盼望有一天能够达到那个目标。
And we see that they pursue very diligently their these goals.
我记得我们小时候读书的时候，一开学的时候，头一篇文章作文，老师都叫我们说，你的愿望。
I remember when I was in elementary school, when we started the school year, we would have an essay to write. What is your goal?
你长大以后你要做什么？
When you grow up, what do you want to be?
我不知道兄姊妹国内来人是不是有这样的一个情形。
And brothers and sisters who are from overseas, do you have this experience?
小小年纪，大家就写我将来要做一个工程师，我要做律师，我要当医生。
And some people say I want to be an engineer or a doctor, or a lawyer.
但是我常常那些写写好像都忘记了，也没有朝那个目标去追求。
But these essays that we write in elementary school, we often forget them, and I don't know how many of us eventually pursue these goals.
感谢神，保罗他是一个目标有标杆的人。
We thank the Lord that Paul is a person with a goal.
我们知道保罗他是一个法利赛人。
We know that Paul was a Pharisee.
我们相信保罗他曾在地上也曾经有一个目标，有标杆要去追求。
And we know that before he became Christian, he had a goal.Already,
他告诉我们说，他在加玛列门下按着祖宗严谨律法在那受教。
It says that he was a Pharisee, a student under Gamaliel, teacher of the law.
并且在犹太教当中呢，他比许多同岁的人更有长进。
And that he was more zealous than those of his peers.
所以保罗在他同辈的人当中呢，他表现是非常突出、非常优秀的一个法利赛人。
And so we see that he was a very exemplary Pharisee.
可以说他是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
You could say he was a Pharisee among Pharisees.
可能他里面一个目标，他盼望将来成为一个有名的教法师。
And maybe he had a goal that one day he would be a famous a teacher of the law.
就像他的老师加玛利一样，受人敬重。
Maybe like his teacher Gamaliel to receive the respect of all the people.
但是有一天在大马色的路上，主遇见了他。
But one day on the road to Damascus, the Lord met him.
他人生有个极大的转变。
And his life had a great change.
从今以后，他以基督为他的标杆，为他目标。
From that moment forward, Jesus Christ became his goal, his target.
从那时候开始，他一直在追求要更多认识基督。
And what he pursued then was to know more and more of our Lord Jesus.
要更多得着基督。
To obtain more of our Lord Jesus.
要更多活出基督自己。
To live out more of the Lord Jesus Himself.
用什么？这也是我们应该该有个心愿。
And this is the experience that we ought to have as well.
正如我们诗本里面277首。
As our hymn book in hymn 277.
这一首诗歌的作者也是刚刚我们唱的那个267首那个和松教师所写诗。
It is also a hymn written by the same hymn writer as the hymn that we sang before.
那首诗歌就是我愿更多认识基督。
Which is to say, more about Jesus what I know.
做诗人在说我要更多认识基督，我要更多认识他的救赎。
More about Jesus, what I know, more of his saving grace.
我要更多认识他复活大能。
More of his great resurrection power.
我要更多得到圣灵启示。
And more.Of the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
我要更多知道父神的旨意。
I want to know more of the Father's will.
更多更多。
More and more.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗心中的一个心志。
And this is a desire in Paul's heart.
他要认识主耶稣基督成为他的至宝。
He wants the Lord Jesus to be his treasure.
弟兄姊妹，就是一方得救了，就是我们得救的经历来说，的确我们得救的时候，我们已经认识基督了。
It is true that when we are first saved, we have come to know the Lord Jesus.
我们认识他是我们救主，我们认识他已经赦免我们一切罪。
We learn that He is our Savior and that He has forgiven us of our sins.
随着年纪的增长，我们再来更多认识他，不仅是我们救主，他更是我们生命的主。
And as we grow to know Him more and more through the through time, we see that not only is he our Savior, but he is also the Lord of our lives.
我们更多认识他，实在是一个圣洁、公义、荣耀的主。
We see that he is a holy and righteous Lord.
并且我们在生活经历里面，也更多知道他复活生命在我们里面。
And we experience more and more that his resurrection life is within us.
特别在许多艰难不容易环境当中，我们看见有宝贝在瓦器里面。
And especially in difficult trials, we find that there is this treasure hidden in our earthly vessel.
虽然经过许多艰难环境，我们却能够出来了，我们却能够度过了。
And through these difficulties, we are able to overcome them and pass through them.
保罗告诉我们说，不是出于我们自己，乃是出于神。
And Paul says, not of ourselves, but of the Lord.
而是宝贝在瓦器里面，讲到这个复活生命在我们里面所显出。显明出来的光景。
And that this treasure in an earthen vessel can be revealed in these circumstances.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们越过认识基督的时候，我们就越过知道来宝贝他自己。
As we learn more of our Lord Jesus, the more we learn that we ought to treasure him.
所以保罗说, 基督那测不透的丰富, 是我们一生一世要追求的,
and so Paul says that we need to pursue the unfathomable riches of the Lord Jesus.
保罗因着更多认识了基督，更多宝贵他自己，宝贵基督成为他至宝。
And Paul says that we ought to treasure the Lord and to keep him as our own treasure.
所以他现在把那些从前觉得对他有益处的东西当作有损的。
And he considers all the previous things that he thought had value as rubbish.
不再追求从前以为他认为以为对他有益处对他有价值的那些东西。
And he's no longer pursuing the things that he thought used to have value to him.
从今以后他专一的追求认识基督。
And going forward, he only had one goal, which is to know more about the Lord Jesus.
他不仅在那认识基督，目的乃是为了得着基督。
And he didn't want to just know the Lord Jesus, he wanted to obtain him.
只有一个人更多认识基督的宝贵的时候，他才盼望得着他自己。
Only when someone recognizes how precious the Lord Jesus is, will they want desire to obtain him as well.
就像今天地上许多事物也是一样。
It's like many things in the world today as well.
人若是发现一件事情以后是一样东西，他觉得是非常有价值、非常宝贝的东西。
If someone sees something and they say this item has value,
他已经想尽办法付切代价，盼望能得着那样东西。
They would be willing to sacrifice a great deal to obtain that item of value.
这是地上人的光景。
And this is the condition of people in the world today.
为什么我们今天所要得着不是那些地上人看为宝贵有价值的事物。
But what we are pursuing today is not the things that the world says has value.
我们今天所要追求呢是更多得着基督。
What we are pursuing today is to obtain more of our Lord Jesus.
我们如何才能得到基督更知道的宝贵他呢？
How do we obtain this desire to know more about the Lord Jesus?
只有借了更多认识他。
Only by knowing him more and more.
经过一些年日以后，越过认识他的时候，我们就越知道要宝贵他，越过要想要得到他更多。
Only by knowing more about the Lord Jesus will we learn to treasure him more and to desire to obtain him.
刚刚弟兄提到说，的确从得救地位来说，我们已经得到基督了。
As our brother shared, on one hand, when we are saved, we have obtained the Lord Jesus.
我们蒙得救的那时候，已经得到基督做我们生命。
At that moment, we have already received the Lord Jesus as our life.
感谢主, 这个基督不是只是那我们得着那么一点点而已。
We thank the Lord that Jesus isn't just this little bit that we had obtained.
乃是让他复活生命、丰盛生命，让在我们里面充满，得到他更多。
But his resurrection life, his new life in us, would overflow that we would obtain more and more of him.
所以保罗说才，我今天我不是以为是已经得着了。 你说保罗没有得着，他的确已经得着了。
And we see Paul says, Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet.
我们和保罗一样，我们已经得到基督了。
But Paul, you already have the Lord Jesus.
但是为什么保罗说我不是以为是已经得着了。
That we also have the Lord Jesus, but Paul considers himself not to having laid hold of it yet.
似乎他所得到基督还是非常有限的。
And what he has obtained of the Lord Jesus is very limited.
他在追求更多认识基督的时候，愿意更多基督成为他里面的满足。
And his pursuit of the Lord is even more that he desires to be even more satisfied with the Lord.
所以当一个人真是完全得到基督的时候，自然而然他里面就有了满足。
And when someone obtains more of the Lord Jesus, they are they naturally become satisfied.
所以主耶稣在那说，我是生命粮，凡到我这里来，必定不饿。
And the Lord Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will no longer hunger.
弟兄姊妹，从经义来说，的确好像我们得到这个生命的粮食一样。
Obtaining Jesus is like having this bread of life.
但是为什么好像觉得里面还会饥饿？
But how is it that we may still feel hungry within ourselves?
主说， 我是生命粮，到我这里来必定不饿。
Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger.
但是为什么常常在经历里面，我们觉得还会饿呢？
Then how come we still experience hunger?
不是我们没有得到这个生命粮。
It is not that we have not obtained this bread of life.
不是我们没有得到这个生命的主。
It is not that we have not obtained this Lord of life.
但是我们没有完全得到他自己。
But we have not wholly obtained himself.
成为我们满足。
To be our complete satisfaction.
所以说我是生命的活水。
Where Jesus says, I am the living water.
喝了这水的就不再渴。
And he who drinks of me will never thirst.
就在我们近代说，好像我们的确是喝到这个活水的。
And truly, we have drank of this living water.
但是我们里面好像也有那个渴的感觉。
But we may still feel thirsty within ourselves.
因为这个基督还没有完全充满在我们里面，这个活水的泉还没有在我们里面涌流出来。
As if we have not drank or filled the Lord Jesus in that living water has not.
所以我们还需要更多来追求得着他更多。
So we need to pursue him more and obtain more of him.
当一个人在认识得到基督更多的时候,
when someone has obtained more of the Lord Jesus,
我们里面就没有那个，就不会有饥饿，就不会有饥干渴。
We will no longer hunger and we will no longer thirst.
我们在所处的环境里面，我们就不会羡慕、渴慕地上那些暂时会叫我们饿、叫我们渴的事物。
And we will no longer desire the things of the world that would still cause us to hunger and thirst.
所以我们看见使徒保罗，当他活在地上的时候，他能够说，无论在什么情况底下，我都可以知足。
And so Paul says that in every circumstance, I've learned the secret of being filled and going hungry.
他知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。
Both having abundance and suffering need.
或是饱足，或是饥饿，或有余，或有缺乏，随时。
I know how to get along with humble means. I also know how to live in prosperity in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of being filled
and hungry.
I think Paul here is talking about outward things.
他处在那物质的环境事物当中，有时候也许有缺乏，有时候也许有满足。
Outwardly, he's undergoing circumstances where sometimes he may have be suffering need and other times you'll be in abundance. But inside, he has already obtained the Lord Jesus, so he is satisfied. So outwardly, whatever his circumstance, whether in need or satisfied, having lack or having an abundance, he is inwardly satisfied with the Lord. Because he has obtained more of the Lord Jesus. We thank the Lord that throughout the generations we see many saints have also experienced this. Maybe outwardly their circumstances are less than others or worse than others. But the life that they reveal is one that is satisfied. They have obtained the Lord Jesus and they think that is enough. And as we discussed in hymn 450, El Shaddai, it says, with you it is enough, thou art enough. Because they have obtained more of the Lord Jesus.
不仅得到基督更多，乃是要让基督从他身上能够彰显出来。
Not only have they obtained more of the Lord Jesus, they want to reveal more of him.
或生或死，无论如何， 总是彰显基督。
And in living or in dying, in all things, to show the Lord Jesus.
这是追求认识基督，得到基督最终目的。
And this is the goal of obtaining more of our Lord Jesus.
从人的身上能够把他彰显出来，见证出来。
That in our lives, we'll be able to exemplify and testify of him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这应该是成我们一生的一个目标。Brothers and sisters,
this should be our goal for our entire lives.
我们虽然不像保罗，好像进到那个光景里面、那个境界里面。We
may not be like Paul to enter into his circumstance.
但是正如保罗所说，我们是向着标杆直跑。But
as Paul says, we are pressing on toward that goal.
所以一个有标杆的人，也说到他是一个有方向的人。
So someone who has a goal is someone who has a direction.
我们知道当人犯罪以后，人失去了方向，人迷失了。
We know that when people sin, they lose their direction.
创世纪第三章那里告诉我们说，当人亚当始祖亚当犯罪以后，
In Genesis chapter 3, when Adam sinned,
耶和华神头一句，对亚当所说的第一句话是什么？
What is the first word that the Lord was speaking to Adam?
耶和华神在那里呼唤那人说：“你在哪里？你在哪里？”
He called out to him saying, "Where are you?"
人迷失了。
A man was lost.
当然犯罪多了以后，人迷失了方向， 没有方向。
When men sinned, they lost their direction.
所以以赛亚53章告诉我们说， 我们众人都如羊走迷， 偏行己路。
And Isaiah 53 says, we are all gone, like sheep have gone astray.
我们看见地上许多人， 也许他在地上设立， 为他自己设立的目标， 一个方向去追求。
We see people on earth, they have set their own goal and they're pursuing their own direction.
但是从神眼光来说,
but from God's point of view, all sinners are lost.
没有个真正目标的一个人,
they have, don't have a real direction. Paul originally was a lost lamb. He also originally had lost his way. But one day the Lord found him. And Paul had a new direction in his life.
并且朝这个方向直跑,
and he was running towards this goal in this direction.
弟兄姊妹今天也是一样,
but today is the same.
除非基督是我们的目标,
unless the Lord Jesus is our goal,
我们才有真正的方向,
only then will we have a true direction.
我们才不会从这个世界里面迷失了。
Only then will we no longer be lost in this world.
我们看今天许多人的确在努力追求。
We see today people are striving to obtain,
努力奔跑,
and are diligently running.
但他们却不知道到底要往哪里跑。
But they don't know in what direction they ought to go.
有一个比如说在伦敦街头上有一个人在路边叫一辆计程车。
There's a story of someone in London who was calling a taxi on the roadside.
一上车的时候就说快快快快快开。
And once he got in the taxi, he said, hurry up, go, go, go.
那司机也就听到说就快快快开一直开。
And so the taxi driver, hearing this, followed his instructions and drove quickly.
开到一个地步，司机就说要开到哪里去啊？
And it drove to a point where the taxi driver said, hey, where are we going?
你看今天地上是不是一样? 的确在那边快快快在追求。
Are we like the same today? Are we just driving quickly, running quickly?
到最终的时候他们花解一切都落了空。
And at the end, they find that they've lost everything.
即使他们所谓得到目标，那不过是暂时的，有一天要消失无踪。
And the goal that they were pursuing was only temporary, and one day will pass away.
所以我们看见保罗是一个有标杆、有目标的人，他是一个有方向的人。
We see Paul as someone who has a goal in a direction.
那个目标、那个方向就是主耶稣基督。
And that goal and direction is the Lord Jesus.
所以保罗说，我不是自己已经得着，我乃是不是完全已经完全，我只有一件事情，一件事情就是忘记背后努力，面前向着标杆直跑。
And so Paul says, brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward.
他乃是竭力的追求。
And so he is diligently pursuing.
他说，我只有一件事情。
There's only one thing I do.
保罗不是说什么事情他都不做都不管。
It's not that he doesn't care about anything else. In,
他说我只有一件事情,
but he says, there's only one thing I do.
乃是这一件事情在所有事情当中, 他应该是摆在首位的。
And that in all that he does, this one thing has priority.
在许多事情当中, 这应该是摆在优先的。
And that among these other things, this thing is the most central.
摆在他前面的。
It's something that he places before himself.
大卫也是一样这样的人。
And David was also a man like this.
大卫是一个君王。
David was a king.
他每天要处理许多国家大事,
and he had to deal with many big items in his kingdom.
但是他在那里也说,有一件事情我诚求耶和华,我仍要寻求。
He says, there's one thing that I ask of the Lord that I shall seek.
就是一生一世要住在耶和华殿中,瞻仰他荣美。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord.
在他殿中求问他。
To call upon the Lord in his house.
大卫把 这件事情摆在一切事情的前面。
This is something that David had placed before all other things.
大卫被称为一个合神心意的人。
David was called a man after God's own heart.
合神心意的人，应该英文直接翻译出来，应该是说他是一个追求神心意的人。
In the English translation, it says he is someone who pursues the heart of the Lord.
大卫是一生一世在追求神的心意。
He is someone who his entire life is pursuing the heart of the Lord.
他盼望能明白神的心，也行在神的旨意当中。
He wants to know the Lord's will and to walk according to it.
虽然他曾经失败过,
and although he failed,
并且那个失败是极其大的一个失败。
And that failure was very great.
但是人神仍然称他是一个合神心意的人。
But people still call him a man after the Lord's own heart.
感谢神，人若是把这件事情摆在首位。
We thank the Lord that if we place this matter in the first place in our hearts,
只有一件事情乃是竭力向着标杆直跑。
And in all things that we are running towards this goal,
乃是在那里竭力要追求明白神的旨意。
And our only goal is to pursue the Lord and to know His word.
这样的人就是合神心的人。
That this kind of person is someone who is after the Lord's own heart.
他说：“我忘记背后。”
Paul says that forgetting what lies behind.
这个忘记背后不是说不要回顾历史。
Forgetting what lies behind is not to ignore history.
这个忘记背后是说把世界摆在背后。
Forgetting what lies behind is to place the world behind us.
把神摆在面前。
But to place the Lord ahead of us.
从前我们面是向世界，背是向着神的。
Before our back was towards the Lord, and we were looking at the world.
我们得救以后，我们面是向着神的，背是向着世界的。
But after we were saved, now we are facing the Lord, and our back is towards the world.
我们是把世界摆在后面。
It's to place the world behind us.
我们是面对标杆，面对基督，向着基督而去。
And before us is the goal, our Lord Jesus.
他说：“向着标杆直跑。”
He says, pressing on toward the goal.
我们说一个跑步的人，一个赛跑的人，他不能左顾右盼。
We know that someone who is running a race, they can't turn to the left or right.
甚至不能回头看。
And they can't look behind them either.
你当一回头的时候，很快可能就跌倒摔跤了。
And if you look behind yourself, you may stumble and fall.
我们看以色列百姓往这条迦南路上行走的时候。
We see the children of Israel as they were walking on this road to Canaan.
他们一直回想埃及给他们好处。
They kept thinking of all the benefits they had in Egypt.
他们在那对摩西说：“我们记得在埃及的时候，不花钱就可以吃鱼。”
And they say, "We remember the fish that we used to eat for free in Egypt."
我们记得那里有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱。
And we remember the cucumbers, the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic.
你看以色列百姓他们在行走的时候，他们要走向迦南地的时候，他们一直忘不了在埃及的那些生活。
And we see the Israelites as they were walking towards Canaan, they could not forget the life that they had in Egypt.
虽然在埃及，他们在华尔底下做苦工。
True, they were enslaved and doing hard labor under Pharaoh.
但是很显然的，他们生活好像过得还不错。
But it seems that their lives were not that bad.
所以才让他们想到埃及的一些的生活情形。
And so it called.Reminded them of the life they had in Egypt. But in the wilderness, apart from manna, they had nothing else.
我想就人来说，的确，你一天吃玛纳，两天、十天吃玛纳，甚至几个礼拜吃玛纳，可能还可以忍受。
So today, I think if you ate manna for a day, a couple of days, or a couple of weeks, you might be able to take it.
你叫一个人一直吃一年、吃两年，要吃四十年，谁受得住？
If you ask someone to eat manna for a year, 2 years, 40 years, who can stand that?
所以他们就想到从前在埃及那个生活还算不错。
And so they considered the life that they had in Egypt was not as bad.
虽然在法老辖制底下，但是法老的确还是给他们好处。
And though they were enslaved under Pharaoh, Pharaoh still gave them some benefits.
于是他们在旷野遇到难处的时候，就想到埃及的生活，觉得好像回到埃及去反而更好一点。
And every time they met any difficulty in the wilderness, they thought, you know what, maybe going back to Egypt wouldn't be that bad.
结果他们就不能继续往前走。
And so they could not continue forward.
我们看见罗德妻子也是一样。
And we saw Lot's wife was the same.
当神要审判这个罪恶的索多玛的时候，
When the Lord was going to judge the sin of Sodom,
神吩咐罗德要带着他妻子还有他的女儿赶快逃离那个索多玛城。
And the Lord told Lot to take his wife and his daughters and flee the city of Sodom.
神吩咐他们说你们赶快出去的时候不要回头看。
And the Lord commanded them, as you leave the city, don't turn around and look back.
那时候罗德好像还犹豫不决不想离开。
And at that time, Lot still maybe felt that he didn't want to leave.
所以天使就拉着他的和他妻子还有两个女儿就赶快逃离那个索多玛城。
And so the angels grabbed Lot, his wife and his two daughters, and led them out of the city.
结果罗德妻子呢回头一看。
But Lot's wife turned around and looked back.
就变成一根岩柱。
She became a pillar of salt.
为什么要回头看呢?
Why did she turn back and look?
她想到在罗德，在索多玛，还有她许多财物留在那里。
She maybe was thinking of all the things that she left behind in Sodom.
她想念那些财富，and all the
physical things that she had there.
一回头的时候，就成为一个岩柱，就忘记着往前跑了。
And she turned around for a moment and became a pillar of salt, and she could not continue forward.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣说。
Lord Jesus, brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus says,
守乎者你向后看的不配进神的国。
It says, no one, after putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是给我们一个提醒。
Brothers and sisters, this is a reminder for us.
要进神的国的人，他不能守乎者你头往后看。
In order to enter into the kingdom of God, you cannot turn your head back.
还想要从前世界给我们一些东西，一些好处。
And don't consider what we would think that the world has given to us that is good.
这样的人进不了神的国，得不了神的赏赐。
Such a person cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
所以使徒保罗在更多前书十章在记载以色列在旷野这段历史的时候。
So when the Apostle Paul was recording 1 Corinthians, the history of the Israelites.
他说记载这些他们所遭遇的是要作为我们的见解
And that what they experienced would be lessons for us
写在圣经上这是要警戒我们这些后末世的人
And they were written as a warning for us in later times
我们不要像以色列百姓当他们在旷野行走要向着神的应许地降去的时候
And that we would not be like the Israelites that when they were walking towards the promised land.
他们一直回头看，一回头一直想世界在埃及所给他们的。
That they kept looking back and thinking of what the world, what Egypt had for them.
同样，今天我们奔走这条属天的道路也是一样。
Those of us today who are walking the spiritual path.
我们不能向后看。
We cannot look back behind us.
我们把世界摆在背后。
Put the world behind us.
我们要朝着这个标杆，朝着这个目标，基督而去。
We are pressing on towards the goal, to our target, our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天该有的态度。And
this is the attitude that we ought to have today.
这个世界常常借着许多环境，我们所遭遇的一些环境，影响我们的心，影响我们的心，打击我们的信心。We
may meet circumstances that would impact our hearts and our faith.
弟兄姊妹，过一个基督徒的生活，的确是个不容易的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, living a Christian life is truly not easy.
And
to live as a true Christian.
To
live a holy life.
We'll
see that this is a very difficult circumstance. And that what we are facing is harder than what we have passed through. And that those today may say, you know, how are all these difficulties coming up now that we've believed in the Lord?
And
that our lives before we became Christians were not
that
bad. And that we could get along with all these people in the world. We didn't have all of these
struggles.
And then our lives used to be pretty smooth. But after we believed in the Lord, and that all of these situations that didn't give us problems before, after we believed, are now incompatible with our life. And such a life is difficult for us to.
好像很多好朋友以后好像没有什么太多话题可以谈了。
And maybe your old friends, you no longer have much to share with them.
好像有些地方人看我非常好的地方, 现在好像去也不太合宜了。
And many places that we used to go, they may no longer seem suitable.
好像觉得基督生活非常枯燥, 好像没有什么太多味道。
And that a Christian life seems very bland.
好像神儿女聚在一起了所谈, 不过就是都是圣经的话, 都是谈到属灵事情, 谈到基督。
And that when Christians gather, all they talk about is the spiritual things in the Lord Jesus.
正如以色列百姓在旷野说，在这里除了玛拿以外，什么东西都没有。
As the Israelites were saying, in the wilderness, all we have is manna, there's nothing else.
并且玛拿越吃越觉得没有味道了呀。
And the more and more they ate of it, they felt there's less and less flavor.
所以自然就想到埃及那些食物都是非常有味道的。
And they thought of all the food that they had in Egypt, it seemed very flavorful.
并且是非常好吃的，所以他吃了以后他们都忘不了。
And it seemed very delicious, and when they ate of it, they couldn't forget. They can't forget it.
我们在若是吃的一个好吃过一道好菜，我想有时候还不容易忘记，常说哦，那好是还是好吃，是不是？
And sometimes if we have a really good meal, we won't be able to forget it, and we'll often think back to that. That was a good meal.
以色列百姓在旷野的时候就是这样清醒。
And the Israelites in the wilderness were like this.
但感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
保罗说他是把这一切摆在背后，忘记背后，努力。 面前的向着标杆直跑。
Well, we thank the Lord, as Paul says, the one thing he does, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
他是一个目标，他是一个方向。
He has a goal, he has a direction.
就向着这个标杆直跑。
He's pressing on toward that goal.
所以保罗说，我奔跑不像无定向，我斗拳不像打空气。
He says, I run in such a way as without aim, and I box in such a way as not beating the air.
不像无定向，就是说他有一个确定的目标。
As not without aim means he has a definite goal.
他斗拳不是打空气。
And he boxes so as to not beat the air.
我们知道一个打拳的人，若是他跟人家打拳的时候，他一定有确定目标打的。
We know that when someone's boxing, that they have a specific target they're trying to hit.
他不是在打空气，无目标的左打右打随便打。
And it's not that they're wildly swinging, aiming randomly in the air.
如果是一个人打拳没有目标，没有对象的时候，他手乱打的时候，也是一样容易摔跤。
And so someone who is swinging randomly while boxing, they would also be likely to fall.
一打空的时候，他就跌倒了。 And
once they miss their swing, they may fall.
所以弟兄姊妹，当蒙恩得救以后，我们要有个确定目标。
So brothers and sisters, once we are saved, we ought to have this certain goal.
我们看以色列百姓，他们从埃及为奴之家，神把他们带领出来的时候，
we know that when the Israelites were led out of Egypt by the Lord,
他们的确有个确定的目标要去。
They had a definite goal that they were going toward.
神，他们知道神要把他们带到神所应许的迦南美地区。
They knew that the Lord was leading them to the promised land of Canaan.
的确，他们离开埃及的时候，他们知道他们要往哪里去。
And once they were leaving Egypt, they knew where they were going.
但是很可惜，慢慢这个目标好像慢慢淡掉了。
But sadly, it seems that they lost this goal.
因为环境不容易。
And because of difficulty, and because the road was not easy.
他那个目标方向就失去了。
And they lost the goal.
就要走回头路。
And so they had to turn back.
弟兄姊妹，今天也是一样。
Brothers and sisters, today is the same.
我们要确定我们目标。
We have to be sure of our goal.
当我们确定这个目标以后，我们不管遇到什么环境的时候，我们知道那才是我们真正的目标。
And if we're sure of our goal, then no matter where we look, we'll know where our goal is.
基督才是我们目标，才是我们所要追求的。
Our Lord Jesus is our goal and all who we are pursuing.
这是神拯救我们的目的。
And this is the reason why the Lord saved us.
神要把我们带到基督的面前。
The Lord wants to bring us before the Lord Jesus.
这样更多认识他，得着他，更多能够彰显表现他自己。
To know him more, to obtain more of him, and to be able to exemplify him more in our life.
并且他走在向着这个目标的时候，他是用跑的。
And when we are pressing on towards this goal, it is ahead of us.
他是在那边直奔，在那边跑的。
And he's thinking carefully about how he was running.
为什么用跑的呢？
And why is he running?
我们知道一个人跑就是因为时间已经不够了，恐怕是来不及了。
So why do we run? We run because there's not enough time. We might be late.
就像有时候我们搭火车要搭飞机，若是发觉时间已经不够了，我们一定赶快开车子开快一点。
Like if we're almost late for a train or a plane, we'll drive faster.
我们不会说慢慢来。
We won't say, you know, take it easy.
因为你不赶快快一点的话，就来不及，就登不上了。
If we don't hurry up, we'll be late. We won't be able to, we'll miss our connection.
同样，今天我们回想过去年日的时候。
Likewise, today, as we look back and think of the years that have gone by,
我们看时间是在过得非常快速。
We see that the time is passing very quickly.
我想在我们当中有很多弟兄姊妹来到美国都已经超过30年、40年了。
There are among us brothers and sisters who have come to the United States 30, maybe 40 years now. When they first came here, they were very young, and now they're all retired.
不想还好，一想， 哦， 怎么那么快， 都老了。
They, in a blink of an eye, they're like, oh, well, now we're so old.
并且回想过去的事情，好像很多事情就历历在眼前，好像就在刚刚发生的事情一样。
And looking back, all these situations just still seem so fresh, so recent.
弟兄姊妹，时间不多了。
But sisters, the time is short.
保罗知道他在地上年日不多了，所以他要赶快跑。
Paul knows his time on earth is short, so he has to run.
所以希伯来书第13那里告诉我们。
So in Hebrews chapter 10, it tells us.
还有一点点的时候，那要来就来了，他并不迟延。
For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay.
主快来日子，主要来日子近了。
The day of the Lord's return is near.
还有一点点的时候,
and there's only a little bit of time.
那要来就来了,
and he who is coming will come.
并不迟延,
and will not delay.
弟兄姊妹，也许主还没有再来, 但是我们可能很快就要离开这个世界, 到主那里去了。
Brothers and sisters, maybe the Lord may not come so soon, but we may leave this world.
我们要抓紧时间, 保罗甚至说, 我们要买回时间, 要赎回时间。
We have to take hold of the time, and as Paul says, we must redeem the time.
我们要努力追求更多认识基督。
And to diligently pursue and know more of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们人生唯一的目标。
Well, sisters, this is the goal in our lives.
面对新的年日, 我们不是掌握地上, 到底要发生什么事情。
And so, it is not that we ought to be pursuing something to happen in our lives.
And
it's not that we have certain tasks ahead of us that we
need
to
do.
There are things that we ought to do that we need to do. But is the important thing that we're pursuing this thing that Paul has said?
摆在背后，努力向着标杆直跑。
That is putting the world behind us and pressing on toward the goal ahead.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们活在地上主要的事情。
This is the most important thing in our lives.
也是基督教会存在地上的目的有意义。
And this is the purpose that the church is still preserved here in the world.
主把时间赐给我们。
The Lord has given us this time.
主还没有再来。
The Lord has not returned yet.
彼得后书他告诉我们说，
Second Peter tells us，
主不是迟延， 主乃是宽容，
that the Lord is not delaying or slow， he is patient，
因为他不愿一人沉沦， 他愿意人人都悔改，
not wishing for any to perish but for all to come to repentance，
一面他并不迟延， 一点点时间他就来，
but he is not slow and in a very short time he will come，
一面我们看见， 也有他的怜悯, 他仍然宽容我们。
But we see that also that he is patient toward us.
他还在单言, 他不来。
And so it is not slow about his
因为他在等候我们的心更多转向他。
But he is waiting for our hearts to turn more toward him.
他等候我们是不是愿意继续把他当作我们的目标。
And he wants us to see if we will continue to keep Lord Jesus as our goal.
他还给我们机会，给我们年日。
He still gives us opportunity and years.
就是要让我们忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
In order to forget what lies behind and press on towards the goal.
这样更多认识他。
In order to know more of Him.
因着更多认识他，我们就愿意更多宝贝他。
That in knowing Him more, that we will treasure Him more.
因着更多知道他的宝贝，我们就更多盼望得着他。
And that in treasuring him more, that we would want to obtain him more.
And that
we will be able to live out a life testifying of the Lord Jesus.
所以保罗说我们在, 这样的弯曲背妙时代, 要做神无瑕疵的儿女。
And so Paul says in his crooked generation, we have to live as God's children.
我们神在这个世代好像明光照样, 将生命的道表明出来。
That we ought to be the light of this world and showing the life of the Lord.
这样在基督日子好夸我们没有空跑，没有突然。
That the life that we live is not in vain.
我们看见保罗还在跑。
We see that Paul is still running.
还在追求。
And he's still pursuing.
因为他知道他还没有得着，他没有完全。
Because he knows he has not yet obtained it. He is not complete.
他能够最终能够得着，最终能够完全。
And in the end, that he will be perfected.
好像基督的日子主再来的时候。
That in the day of the Lord Jesus, when he returns,
他好夸他没有空跑，他没有突然。
He will be able to boast that he did not run in vain or toil in vain.
弟兄姊妹，若是当主再来的时候，
and then when the Lord returns,
我们能说我没有空跑。
We also can say that we did not run in vain.
经过年日没有突然过去。
And that the years that we lived were not passed in vain.
我们所经过的年日，在主的眼前都蒙到他纪念。
And that the years that we lived before the Lord were pleasing to Him.
因为我们曾经在地上也像保罗一样，我们在那只有一件事情。
That our lives today would be like Paul, with only one thing.
我们就是忘记背后努力，面前向着标杆直跑。
Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
弟兄姊妹，这是新的年日一开头的时候。
And so, brothers and sisters, in this beginning of the new year,
我们效法保罗。
May we be like Paul.
我们效法历世历代许多圣徒们。
That we would be like the saints in all the generations.
他们在地上年日就是这样过的。
That they live their lives in the world like this.
所以保罗到他年终，在地上快要离开这个世界的时候了。
That in the last days of Paul, before he left this world,
他能够在那见证说，
that he would be able to testify.
当跑路我已经跑尽了。
I have already run the race.
当守了道，当打仗，我已经打过了。
I have finished the fight.
当跑路我已经跑尽了。
I have completed the race.
所信的道我已经守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
从此又有公义冠冕为我存留。
And there will be a crown kept for me.
就是按着公义审判主道，那是要赐给我的。
And the God of righteousness has kept it for me.
不仅赐给保罗，他说也赐给那些凡爱慕他显现的人。
And not only is this crown for Paul, but all of those who has believed in the Lord.
凡爱慕主显现的人。
Who love the Lord.
凡是在等候主再来的人。
For those who awaited the Lord's return.
他们一定有像保罗这样的心智。
And they would all have this same experience as Paul.
但只有一件事情。
That they only have one thing.
忘记背后如面前。
Forgetting what lies behind.
向着标杆直跑。
Pressing on toward what lies ahead.
有什么感谢主？新的一年刚开始。
We thank the Lord that this new year has just begun.
巴不得主把这样心愿放在我们心中。
We pray that the Lord has placed this desire in our hearts.
好像我们看见年日一天一天，一年一年，尽快的、尽速的这样过去的时候。
That every day, day by day, and year by year, as time passes by.
我们要把失去的光阴重新赎回来。
We have to redeem the time.
用什么？若是我们要这样心愿，使得恩典在我身上就显得更多。
And that the work of the Lord would continue within us more and more.
会加给我们心信心，加给我们心力，能够在奔跑这条道路的时候，能够不致困倦疲乏。
May He continue to give us faith and strength that we will not run in vain.
虽然这是个不容易环境。
Although this is a difficult situation.
保罗说，在末世是一个危险，是一个不容易的环境。
And as Paul said, in the end times, it is a difficult and dangerous time.
但是我们感谢主，我们若是有个确定目标，有个标杆，基督。
But we thank the Lord that if we have a sure goal, a fixed target, our Lord Jesus.
我们就像刚刚我们所唱诗歌一样，我们就像一个耳聋眼瞎的人，这些我们都不去听，不去看。
As our hymn that we just sang, we are as a blind and deaf man, and we ignore all these other things.
我们定睛在这个目标上，定睛在这个标杆上。
We're fixed on this goal.
我们眼目放在基督的身上
，Place our eyes on the Lord Jesus。
自然而然，在这条道上奔跑的时候，我们就能够一直往前去。
And then when we're running this race, we can continue forward。
并且他保守我们能够直到路中。
And He will keep us in His path。
感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
这都是神的恩典。
This is all from His grace。
回顾以往历史，神我们主耶稣基督的确是这样一步一步带我们过来，直到如今。
As we reflect on our past, we'll see that the Lord has led us step by step in this way.
我们愿把前面的道路、前面的年日交托在他手中。
We want to continue placing the years we have ahead of us in His hand.
他从前怎样带领我们，今后仍然怎样带领我们。
As he has led us before, he will continue leading us. Because he is a faithful and a Lord. And though we may be faithless, he is faithful. Because he cannot deny himself. This is the Lord Jesus in whom we believe. He is a faithful and trustworthy Lord. That we may commit our entire lives into his hand. And he will take all responsibility for us and lead us in the path ahead. We give him all the praise and thanksgiving. And so conclude my sharing. May our brother lead us in a concluding prayer.